From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. to increase support for retaking Mosul. 8 U.S. attack helicopters will join Iraq's campaign to capture the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says as many as 200 additional U.S. troops will provide crews for the helicopters, help with logistics, and provide advice. There will be money for other fighters as well.
We're going to provide financial assistance to the Peshmerga. This with agreement of the Prime Minister Abadi, which is how we do everything here, to bolster what has been, namely the Peshmerga, one of the most effective fighting forces against ISIL.
Carter had traveled to Iraq to talk with U.S. commanders and Iraqi leaders. Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff is vowing a long fight against possible impeachment after the lower house voted late Sunday to recommend a trial in the Senate for alleged corruption. Rousseff said during a televised news conference that she is outraged.
Tomorrow, get out and vote. We've got to vote.
Republican Donald Trump is urging people in his home state to go to the polls Tuesday. U.S. presidential candidates did some last-minute campaigning Monday in New York, a day ahead of the state's crucial Democratic and Republican presidential primary elections. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, trailing former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in the opinion polls, is throwing a nighttime concert in New York City. On the Republican side, businessman Donald Trump is in the lead over his two rivals, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. To follow the U.S. political campaign, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.